On Friday, August 22, 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai accepted an invitation by radio talk show host and producer of Spiritual Awakening Radio, James Bean, for a discussion about the connection of vegetarianism to global warming and spirituality. On his blog, Gaia at /santmat.gaia.com, Mr. Bean, who is also a comparative religion scholar and book reviewer, shared the seven things which he believes. God is real. God is love. All the world scriptures teach about the same manifestation of God as an inner mystical light and sound. Our true identity is soul, the self. We can experience God's love during meditation and can rise above the body consciousness to explore the kingdom of the heavens within. And finally, our purpose of life is fulfilled when we are initiated into the mysteries of the Spirit by a living teacher or Sant Sadhguru. To share the wisdom of the Masters, the richness of the world scriptures, and the diverse spiritual paths and world religions, Mr. Bean started to produce his own programs on Spiritual Awakening Radio, which is a weekly program broadcast on HealthyLife.net radio network. Founded by Linda McKenzie in 2002, HealthyLife.net was one of the first live, all-good news radio stations on the Internet. It initially broadcast 5 days a week, and 2 years later, HealthyLife.net had over 2 million listeners worldwide in 49 countries, broadcasting 24/7. Today, it has millions of loyal listeners in over 100 countries, reaching over 1,200 cities throughout the U.S. HealthyLife.net radio is also syndicated on many internet radio streams, private radio networks, and is available on Wi-Fi, PDAs, and smartphones. We now invite you to listen to part two of an interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai by James Bean of Spiritual Awakening Radio on August 22nd, 2008.
For Spiritual Awakening Radio. There's not just one religion, there are thousands. After years of being concerned that too few voices, too few points of view are getting heard when it comes to spiritual paths and world religions, that the radio airwaves were not reflecting the diversity that really exists, I started producing my own programs, exploring the world of spirituality, comparative religion, websites and books, bringing to the airwaves the gentle voices of saints, the wisdom of masters or mystics, world scriptures, sacred texts, the great spiritual traditions and classics of the East and the West. My name is James Bean. Welcome to Spiritual Awakening Radio. This week's program features part two of my phone conversation with Supreme Master Ching Hai of the Supreme Master Ching Hai Association. And this is the portion of the conversation where we started to discuss the meditation practice according to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Concerning the meditation practice, it involves direct contact with God's attribute within us and rekindling the light and heavenly teaching from heaven in the form of music within. The brilliant light of the divine that always mentioned in different doctrines around the world, in different religion, and the word that mentioned in the Bible, and the sound stream that mentioned in Buddhism or Hinduism. In the beginning was the word, and the world was God, and the world was with God, and everything that was created out of this world. So our meditation is to contact direct to that world, which is God within us. And we meditate morning and evening, minimum 2.5 hours, more or less. And we keep a pure vegetarian diet, mean no animal products, no drug, no alcohol, no cigarette, and adhere to noble human standard, namely no violence, but peace and love, no stealing, but honesty and charity, no sexual misbehaving, but loving and royal relationship, no telling lie, but be truthful, no intoxicants, no gambling, but the center on the divine blessing which manifests in our daily life as we meditate. As this practice is to rediscover our true and great self, any of the above mentioned good quality must be kept so that we can manifest heaven within and without. Within, we contact direct daily with the divine as we sharpen our inner visions and in touch with higher dimension and spiritual benefactors, such as a past master like Jesus, Buddha. We can directly communicate with them when we are up to their level, and consequently, we become wiser, more loving and saintly, and beneficial to the world. So we thus become a living testimony and walking embodiment of the divine within us. Then we will automatically treat all with equal respect and love. The love in us will be alive again. We will be a living, breathing saint to bless all who we are in contact with, as well as our surrounding and the world, because we will bring special, uplifting energy to gradually make the world a heaven on earth. Well, the list goes on forever. If anyone interested, they can contact our centers for more detail, or goddirectcontact.org, or suprememastertv.com, etc., etc. All of them are free of charge, before, between, and after, and no obligation of any kind.
On the inner sound, one of my favorite Buddhist texts is the Surangama Sutra, which I believe it's a Sanskrit spelling, but it means Kuan Yin in the Chinese, I believe. And
right.
It's all about gaining enlightenment through transcendental hearing. That's an amazing book, wherever it came from. It's an ancient text.
Yeah. That's from India, where the Buddha was alive. He talked about it, and his disciple recorded it. And that's now we have it. Many of them, and especially this one, always mention about the South Current that we, the human being, rely on to go back to the original abode. And the Bodhisattva and the Buddha rely on that to come down to our world to bless and rescue sentient beings. Well, you are very well read, Mr. Bean, and you are so vastly knowledgeable. I'm impressed. Even many Buddhists don't know this sutra exists, don't know this scripture.
Yes, it's a pretty rare text, and it also talks about vegetarian diet, and so it's it's a very interesting book.
Oh, it says everything in there.
That's my favorite Buddhist sutra.
Yes, yes. That's a very deep one that you read. I'm impressed. Are you Buddhist, or are you just study all kind to compare?
Oh, everything to do with sound and light and world scriptures, it's my focus. And that one is just a very, very deep book, very impressed by that. That kind of stands out to me as one of the more interesting sutras.
Yes, it is very informative and comprehensive. The Buddha had many of his disciples telling different kind of meditation practice, and then later on, the Buddha and many of them agree that the Kuan Yin method, the method that we use the South Current and the light, is the main one, is the best one, the quickest to reach enlightenment. And according to my experience, it is so. And that's what I am sharing with people, the method of the heavenly South Current and the heavenly light within. And from that, we also have heavenly vision and contact with the past masters, ascended masters, in order to learn more what we cannot learn through human language on this earthly sojourn.
must be a very ancient path, because the Surangama Sutra, I don't know how old that would be. 2,000 years, I guess. That's a very old book, so that's a very, very ancient form of meditation.
Yes, yes. It has been forever, before Buddha even. He did not invent it. During our earthly history, there has always been a master or teacher or guide who has been fortunate enough to still come in contact with this ancient teaching and ancient way of enlightenment and pass it on to whoever come to him or her since time immemorial. It's just that we have forgotten, or we have not have a chance to come in contact with such people. I had the chance to, and so after I verify it and get enlightening experiences myself, I'm sure that it's a good one, and so I continue to share it to whomever interested to learn.
And Lord Mahavira of Jainism, his teachings are very vegetarian, and there's also some sound teachings there, too, in the Jainist sutras. And Mahavira was the 24th avatar, or Tirthankara. He was the 24th teacher in a very old lineage. So, and he lived before Christ. He was a few centuries B.C., so that's a very old religion, too.
Yes, yes. And it's all about nonviolence, ahimsa too. Yeah, they mention sound in that. Also in the Sikh scripture, they always mention about the sound. They say shabda. Shabda means sound in English. In Hindi, is shabda. In many religious scripture, if anyone care to do the comparative religious study, they will find it. It's always mentioned about the sound current and the light of God. Even in the Christian Bible, so God spoke in the sound of many water, like the sound of thunder, etc. And St. John, during his deep meditation, he ascended to heaven, he heard the sound of trumpet, etc., etc.
Yes, the sound drew him up, and then he described visions of heavens. Yeah, I think of the Book of Revelations as a kind of out-of-body experience as well.
That's true, yes. We all know that whoever practiced the sound and light meditation, they have this kind of experience anyway. It's just a method that I imparted. We have it right away, the sound and light, immediately at the time of Soko initiation. And if we do it alone, sometimes it takes years or a lifetime to be able to contact this light or this sound. But if you have somebody who already have the light and sound within him or herself, it's just like a torch passed. Rekindle another torch is fast.
Yeah, meditating with other people really is quite a jump start. It's transference, kind of where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in their midst, kind of group energy, collective energy.
Yes, it depends also which group. Yeah, if that group already have the light inside within themselves, reawaken, and they guide us, you know, and show us how, then we will have it right away also. That's called immediate enlightenment.
What would be some of your favorite books of saints or great masters of the past?
Oh, they are all my favorite. They are all my favorite. I study the Quran and Muhammad teaching. I study Buddhism and Christianity and Hinduism, Sikhism, Jainism. They all speak the same thing, the God within us. And live a virtuous life, live a God-like life assistance on the planet, and meditate on the sound and the light. If you can do it yourself, good. If not, you find the guide who already has the light and sound awakened within him, and then they can transmit it to you, awaken it for you.
Are you optimistic about the future, that we're headed towards a more peaceful time, or there are some potential for conflicts between East and West? Are you optimistic that peace will prevail, or do you see another round of conflict between, you know, some of those problems that are brewing? There's a lot of complicated things going on in the world.
Well, I'm born optimistic, so anyway, with the current crisis that we are facing right now, I think all the leaders of the world will have to prioritize on saving the planet. And it's good that we have this common goal, so all the leaders probably mostly would unify together to fight our worst enemies, the global warming. So I have a feeling that we will have peace, and most people will turn into more nobler lifestyle, vegetarian diet, more peace and unify and harmony with each other. I have that feeling, and I hope it's a true feeling.
Instead of East and West going to war?
No, they're not going to war anymore. I think they are smart people. I think there's no sense of going to war for any reason now.
Oh, good. Because it does seem apparent that it would be very wasteful, and we'll just need to put our resources together to deal with global warming and producing electricity in better ways that are non-polluting, and we should put our resources into that, making the world a better place.
That's right. That's right. I think they are leaning toward this tendency now, that they are united, because the danger we're facing is not a terrorist, is not an enemy that you could pinpoint and use a gun or any weapon to destroy. This is the true crisis that affect everybody, friends and enemies. So I think all the world leaders, they are smart enough to realize that.
Well, maybe the internet will save the world because we're all more aware, get feedback from other points of view coming from other parts of the world. So maybe there's enough communication now that we can kind of speed up the process a bit.
Yes, yes. That's what I was hoping. And it is true like that, that nowadays we have better communication, which is a good thing.
Do you have plans of writing another book in the future, a new book?
Right now I'm so busy. I had 3 books already, I mean, personally written. Other books are plenty, you know, about spiritual practice that my people have collected on my lecture and seminars, and they have put into many books already. But yes, if I have a chance, maybe I write another book about love or something. Love Thy Neighbors or something.
I have your book of poetry, which was published a few years back. I'm a great fan of mystic poetry.
You have many books for me, huh?
I have most of your books, actually, in my collection. There's a several-volume set, and then there's a book on enlightenment and a book of poetry.
If you wish any other books, please contact my people, and if you let them know where and when you want it, I will write to them and say, please send it to you. I also wrote another 2 books about animals, the dogs in my life and the birds in my life, which I wrote about my adopted birds and dogs. They're also #1 international bestseller, just like the Noble Wilds. If you didn't have it, please let my people know if you want it, and we will send it to you.
I have the Noble Wilds, but not the other nature books, so I'll have to get those.
It's the dogs in my life and the birds in my life. These are 2 books with the true account of my life with my pet, the rescue dogs and adopted birds. If you want it, you just write a note to my people and say that I promise you that you can have any books you want, anything that you want from our collection, and then they will send it to you.
Well, that's wonderful. I certainly appreciate that, and will definitely, being a bookish sort of person, will pursue that, actually. That'll be great.
I'm honored that you like them, and, you know, if you enjoy them, that is a great privilege for me also. I'm glad you like. We're going to send whatever book you write it down, and they will know it. They will send it. Your word is enough, and I hope you enjoy. A lot of people like them. Children also.
Yes, indeed.
And how about you? Did you write any more new book?
I write articles. I haven't written a book. I have enough material for a book, but I haven't put it all together in book form. But I certainly could.
You should,
one of these days, it's on my to-do list to write a book, probably about the lost books of the Bible, the mystical, those jewels, those verses about inner sound and light experience found in the apocryphal books, Dead Sea Scrolls, Gnostic texts, all those kind of writings. That would be a good one.
Since you already have written an article, you know, I don't see why not a book. Just collect them together, all the articles, and put them together into a book. And there, voila.
Yes, that's an interest of many people these days. That's something that needs to be done, I think.
Yeah. Good books is hard to find, so please contribute one, huh?
Well, thanks for being with us today. It's a great privilege to have you on as a guest on the program today.
The honor is mine, Mr. Bean. Anytime.
We've covered a lot of ground. I certainly hope that enough people become vegetarian soon enough and enough change happens to reduce the greenhouse gases in time, you know, that we're not behind the curve so that we're too late, but that enough change can happen so we can keep the ice caps from melting and those things that they talk about will happen if we don't act soon enough. I just hope enough people are going to be making their effort to make a difference in time.
Yes, yes. The more people join in the vegetarian circle, the more time we will have to curb the global warming. Now, due to all the effort of everybody going out, distributing flyers and all the media help with broadcasting information, including our TV, and now more and more people have joined vegetarian diets, and due to the compassionate love that they want to save lives on the planet now. And so heaven have mercy on us, and we have gained many more months. As we go on, I see that we gain more and more time, and I'm very happy to tell you.
That's how humanity has worked. When we need to do something, we rise to the occasion, maybe at the last minute, but we usually do. So
yes,
I share your optimism about the future.
We do have intelligence and resource, you know, and all it takes is just to turn to vegetarianism, that's all. And then everything else will come along nicely. We will have more time and more clearer vision to invent different things. And as we live in love and kindness, surrounded by positive energies, our life will become different, and every blessing will come to us. Otherwise, if we are plagued down by all kind of poisonous substances like meat and alcohol and cigarette, drugs, then we cannot even think straight.
Thank you.
So I wanted to sum up, it's very easy to change the climate warming and to save the world. Just be quiet, go green, and do good deeds. Only three things to do. Very simple. Don't even have to follow me. Don't even have to practice meditation method. It's much better if we do, but not everybody is ready for it. So all they have to do is just be vegetarian, be green, and do good deeds. That's it.
If everyone did that, we would have heaven on earth.
Yes, that's so simple, really. I hope everyone will try that. Be quiet, go green, do good deeds. Very simple. I'm a simple woman. And I promise if people do this, we will have heaven on earth within months. And all the ice cap will come back. Weather pattern will change. Hunger will stop. And we will be blessed with so many visionary inventions that we never thought possible. We will have blessing from heaven and everything will be possible after that. After we save the planet by being veg, go green and do good deeds. We will have so much possibility we never think that it could happen.
It's been great having you as a guest today on the program. This has been great.
Thank you, thank you. I'm very grateful also that you give me a chance that we help each other to spread out the solutions to save the planet. And together we might be able to arrive there. And I hope that more other media will follow your shining noble example to spread more news about our crisis and the simple solution to save our planet. Thank you, Mr. Bean.
Namaste.
Namaste. All love to you, and heaven bless you so much. Bless your loved one as well. And bless America.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Namaste. A phone interview, a conversation with Supreme Master Ching Hai, author of the new book called The Noble Wilds, which celebrates love of creation, love of nature, love of animals. Beautiful green photography, lots of nature scenes, lots of animals, and poetry about various animals in celebration of creation and nature. My name is James Bean. SpiritualAwakeningRadio.com is the website. You can email and share your thoughts about the program. My address is james@SpiritualAwakeningRadio.com. For Spiritual Awakening, I'm James Bean.
It has been a joy to have your charming company on today's Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part two of Where is Heaven and Hell? Spoken by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Hsinchu, Formosa, Taiwan, in 1988. For now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for a journey through aesthetic realms is up next. Farewell and God bless.